far.
That's going to get it done. Look at this baby. High, far, deep, gone. A three-run shot by Cal Raleigh.
Julio with the skyscraping blast out to the video board in left field. Gone home run number 22 for Julio.
Welcome to the Swing Pod of Seattle Mariners Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Powers. We got a game to get into. We're going to talk about that game, and we're going to get into the game tomorrow. First off, we have the Braves taking on the Mariners at home in Seattle. First time since 2014. Mariners lost game one of the series. So game two, they're going into it looking for a win. The Braves had Max Fried taking the mound, 13-5 with a 2.46 ERA. In his last start versus Miami on the fourth, he went 5 innings, 0 hits, 0 earned. Good pitcher this year. George Kirby, though, taking the mound for the Mariners, 6-3 with a 2.99 ERA. He's been the most consistent player for the Mariners in the month of August and basically this month. I mean, he just won Rookie of the Month, so there's high hopes for him. And did he show up? We'll get into that. Anyways, lineup for today's game against the Braves. You got J-Rod, then you have Ty France, Mitch Haniger, Suarez, Carlos Santana at the DH. Cal Raleigh was actually back in the lineup because I don't know why we keep giving him rest days. Sam Haggerty was finally playing again. J.P. Crawford in the lineup. And for some reason, we're playing Abraham Toro at second base instead of Adam Frazier. So I don't know why we keep giving guys off days. I keep saying this over and over and over again. We keep giving guys off days that we shouldn't. Why are we giving guys off days that are better than these other bench players that we're putting in, like Toro, when you have Adam Frazier, who's better than him, and you're playing the Braves, one of the best teams in baseball. One of the best teams in baseball. We're letting Toro bat in the ninth hole instead of Frazier or Haggerty or JP, one of them. Like, what are we doing? Scott Servais, can we please put him not in the lineup, like, ever? Why is he even? I just don't understand the thinking, because I understand guys need off days. We all get tired. It's just human nature. But come on, it's the Braves. We're going to be playing the worst teams in baseball for the last month of the season. You can't wait 5 more days? You can't grind that out? Come on. I don't understand it. It ended up not being too bad, but anyways. And also, another point I want to make is they finally put Haggerty in the lineup. They took Winker out. So, bonus, that's what we should be doing. I don't know why we keep playing Winker. If you want to play Winker, you might as well have Haggerty in left field, have Winker DH, and then just not play Santana, even though he's hitting bombs again already. There's a cycle with Santana. You know, he hits a home run, he gets me all excited, and then he goes and bats terrible, and then I hate him, and then he hits a home run, he makes me really happy. It's a cycle. It's like you can't get out of with Carlos Santana. You never know with the guy. I'm not saying he's bad, though. Anyways, 0-0 game all the way until the bottom of the fifth, when Sam Haggerty, the man we should be playing every day, did this.
First pitch. Nope. Line drive. Deep left field. That's way better than a bunt. That's a home run for Sam Haggerty. And the Mariners have a 1-0 lead.
So we have Mr. Sam Haggerty going deep once again. That would be his fifth on the year. And Sam Haggerty, he just seems to do this every once in a while, whether it's a home run or an inside the park home run. Who knows with him? He's got the speed like no one else. He's the only guy on the team with over an 800 OPS on the Mariners other than J-Rod. So why not play this man every day? I still don't understand it. Anyways, he is hitting .447 average, a .509 on base percentage, which means he's getting on base more than half the time, basically, and is slugging .830 with an OPS of 1.339, which is fantastic. Anything above 1.000, you are good. Anyways, that's all against lefties. You put him in against a lefty, he's going to hit the ball. No question about it. He's going to get on base at least one of two times. So I don't know why we're not doing this every game. You might as well give him a chance against righties. Jeez. Anyways, Sam Haggerty, he's the GOAT. And then Kirby's still dominant going into the sixth. And then the bottom of the sixth comes around. And Eugenio Suarez, how about number 28, huh?
Less than a step and a dive from third base. Straightaway center and deep. Giving chase, looking up and saying goodbye. Home run, A. Eugenio Suarez. And the Mariners have a 2-0 lead.
So that home run by Suarez makes it 2-0 Mariners after the sixth inning. He's had 12 home runs since August 1st. You know who has more than him? Aaron Judge at 13. Isn't that crazy? 12 home runs since August 1st, and the only one above him is Aaron Judge. This man is raking. This man's hitting a home run almost every day for us. This man's clutch. And if you're complaining about Eugenio Suarez's strikeout rate, get over it, because that's just the type of batter he is. If he's going to get a hit, it's going to be a home run, and you're going to like it when it happens. So no complaining about Eugenio Suarez. He did great today. He's doing his job. Then top seventh came around just a half inning later, and George Kirby ends up having to get relieved by Andres Munoz, but I think he could have gone seven. I mean, look, he gave off a leadoff hit to Dansby Swanson, and then Austin Riley for the Braves comes up, and he hits a ground ball that right to J.P. Crawford that leaps right over his glove. It's actually an error on J.P. Crawford, and that allowed Swanson to move to third. So you have runners on the corner, put Kirby in a bad situation with a high pitch count, and it's like, he could have gone seven. He's done so good for us. But yeah, they end up taking him out, unfortunately. He went six innings pitched tonight, three hits. The Braves would take advantage of the runners on the corners. Matt Olson would ground into a force right to JP. They got the runner out second, but Swanson would score from third, giving them one run. So Kirby gives up a run, but it's actually not an earned run because of the error by Crawford. No walks and six strikeouts. So man is doing amazing. And he consistently shows why we need to play him in the playoffs. Excuse me. So I can't complain. Anyways, it'd be 2-1 Mariners after the top of the seventh. And in the last 11 starts by George Kirby, I want you to hear this for a sec. He has a 1.99 ERA, 13 earned runs, 58.2 innings pitched, 7 walks, and 66 strikeouts. That's an all-star pitcher. That's the pitcher you want in the playoffs. Give me him, Robbie Ray, Luis Castillo. Oh, and let's not forget about Logan Gilbert. I don't want to include Marco Gonzalez. If anybody's our fifth guy, no, I don't like him. Anyways, those four, give us a series against anyone, and hopefully our offense shows up, and we're dangerous, man. We are dangerous. Anyways, bottom of the seventh, right after Kirby gets pulled, it's 2-1 Mariners. J-Rod comes up to the plate with a guy on second. Adam Frazier on first because he's pinch hitting for Toro. Thank goodness, bro. I can't stand Toro. Anyways, I'm so glad he came in and pinch hit. He gets on base. Of course he does because he's amazing. He's on first. J-Rod hits a two-out RBI double. Exactly what he should. It's why he's getting paid the amount of money he's getting paid. Makes it 3-1 Mariners. Gives us a little insurance. It's his 35th multi-hit game and his 64th RBI. I thought I should let you guys listen to the play.
3-2 pitch to Julio. Runner goes. Line drive. Base hit. Right center field. Frazier digging for third. Manny's waving him. He's going to score easily. Julio thinking about three, but he'll shut it down. RBI double. Julio and the Mariners have a 3-1 lead.
So with that beautiful two-out RBI double by J-Rod himself, that gives the Mariners a win. It evens up the series going into tomorrow. The Braves actually fall out of that first spot, as we were talking about it yesterday. They're the second spot, but they're only a half game back on the Mets in their division. They're 87-52. They're a half game back on the Mets. Like I said, the loss goes to Fried, and Kirby gets the win. Seawald gets the save. We improved to 78-61. Not bad. Half game back on Toronto. A game back on Tampa Bay. We're still the wild card three, but we still have that really nice buffer on Baltimore, about four and a half games. So nothing to complain about. We're doing good. It's exactly what we need. I mean, the offense has these spurts where they show up and they don't. I don't even know if this is considered really showing up tonight. Three runs. It did the job. Our pitching had the lockdown, but we can't always rely on the pitching. So that's a little concern going in the playoffs because you know we're going to make it. It's a 99.4% chance. I swear if anybody tells me that 0.6 and we're not going to make it, that's ridiculous. I understand it's the Mariners. I understand they blow it all the time and they always do this to us and they make our hearts feel all sad and they break it every single year. But I'm telling you guys, have some faith, have some trust in this team. This team's different. This team's going to do something this year. Anyways, the most important game of the series, most important now, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 1:10. I know you're going to be watching NFL. I'm going to be watching NFL too. Just turn on the Mariners game, at least at like 3 o'clock when it's close or something, if it is. Tomorrow, Braves versus Mariners. Oda Rizzi for the Braves is taking the nod. He's 5-5 with a 3.9 ERA. He's not that consistent. He's kind of like our Marco Gonzalez of the Mariners. Marco Gonzalez going up against him, though. 10-13 with a 3.98 ERA. Very similar. I know the records are a little different, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. Either way, these guys are very similar pitchers when it comes to the inconsistency. And this is our chance. This is Marco's chance. Marco shows up in big games, if we're being honest. Every time he has a chance to prove something, he does it. Have you noticed that? In big games, he does good. I'm not saying all the time, you know, don't call me out on maybe one or two. But this man knows what he's doing. So don't be mad at him and let him have a chance. If he gives up 5-6 runs, okay, I understand. He sucks. But if he gives up 1-3-4, that's understandable. That's what a pitcher should be doing when they get the start. That's not terrible. A 3-4 run, we should be scoring 3-4 runs per game on the offensive side. And if we're not, we're not doing good enough. We should be able to score 3-4 runs on Odorizzi. It would be ridiculous if we don't. But knowing our offense, that's what we're going to do. We're not even going to score tomorrow. So let's see what happens tomorrow. They need to take the series. After that, they get the off day, and then they face the Padres. I don't know if Juan Soto's back from his injury. I think he is. I know he got hit in the shoulder by a pitch. That'll be a fun series. You got Juan Soto coming in. I believe Luis Castillo will be playing in that series. And would it be Logan Gilbert? I'd have to look at it. I think Castillo will get to play against the Padres, though, at least once. But either way, I'm thinking about these starting pitchers now, and I think I might be wrong. Either way, it should be good pitching matchups. I know the Padres got good starting pitchers. They got Clevinger. They got all those guys. They got Darvish. They got scary guys. So who knows? This could be a really fun series against the Padres. They're coming up to Seattle. That's not always the most normal thing in the world. So I'm excited. But first, let's take care of business against the Braves. Hopefully they do. I'm begging the Mariners to do that. Because after this, you play the Padres for two games. You get another day off or whatever. And then you start an away trip. And then pretty much you have that away trip, a home trip, and then an away trip again. And they're all against bad, bad teams. So let's get some dubs. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's going to happen, but this is the one time. This one time, Mariners, I swear. Only time I need you to lock in, get some wins, and then the rest of the season, just kind of, you know, win series. If you lose one, whatever, you move on. You got to just beat these teams. That's all I'm really cared about over the last week. They didn't prove it against the Sox, but, you know, this is your chance to take a series win and even up the homestand series itself. So I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Swing Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Bowers.